We're in the Mishnah Bura, in the middle of Siman Tuf Pei Zion, which is here on page 184, and we're up to Sif Gimel. And he says the following. Sorry, correction. Tuf Pei Ches, the equivalent of 488, Sif Gimel on page 186. I had the wrong page open. Motzien Shnei Sfarim V'korin Berishon Chamisha Gavri B'parashas Bo Min Mishku Ad Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So the Mechaber tells you exactly what to read on Yontif of Pesach, of course, five Kruim, and we read from Parashas Bo, beginning with the story of the Korban Pesach, until Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim, Al Tziv Osam, Meretz Mitzrayim, Al Tziv Osam. Okay. Then the Mechaber says, Umaftir Kore B'Sheni B'Parshas Pinchas. Now we're up to the Maftir. The Maftir is going to be, of course, the Musaf service for Yontif, which is going to be from Parshas Pinchas, and that's going to begin with Sheni, that's B'Chodesh HaRishon. Of course, Nisan is Chodesh HaRishon, and that's going to tell us about the Korbanos of Pesach. By the way, on the side, the Korbanos of Pesach are the same identical Korbanos every single day is the first day. There's no Chilu Korbanos as opposed to Sukkos. Each day has a different section and a different reading, of course. Umafter b'Yoshua ba'eis ha'hi. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, Yesh maskilim vayomer Yoshua el ha'om hiskadshu v'chein nogim achshav. That's the minhag that we start with hiskadshu. So you can look this up in the Chumashim. They'll tell you exactly the different minhagim, where you start for the Haftorah of Yontif. And this Haftorah also has to do with Mila for the purpose of Korban Pesach. Now, there is a Bir Halacha here which began the whole discussion about Shabbos that coincides with Pesach and the double chasima of Makadosh Yisrael v'azmanim, in a case where he forgot one of the two. And if you recall, the Bir Halacha back on page 185 presented his own personal pshara, his own compromise, that if he omitted Shabbos, then he was not Yotze, he's going to have to repeat the bracha, or maybe even Shmon Esrei. But if he left out Yontif, he was Yotze because he mentioned Shabbos, and that was totally in the sugya of Rebbe and Beis Hillel, and we discussed this yesterday. That Lo Poligal Beis, that the Rebbe Lo Poligal Beis Hillel, the Iker Nusach HaBracha, he lachsam b'shel Shabbos, El Chatchilo Yesh LaHosif Af b'shel Yontif. And the Bir Halacha quotes a proof text from the Yerushalmi in the name of Rebbe, Kit Beis Hillel, the Hacha v'Hacha, Isa Sham, it says, East Tnuye Tani Poseach B'Shal Shabbos V'Chosei B'Shal Yontif, East Tnuye Tani Poseach B'Shal Yontif V'Chosei B'Shal Shabbos, Rebbe Omer, Poseach B'Shal Shabbos V'Chosei B'Shal Shabbos, Umazkir Shal Yontif Bein Tayin. The Haskara, the mention of Yontif, is in the goof, in the body of the brachos of Shmon Esrei, but not in the psicha of Atitelanu, etc., or in the Chasim Bruchat Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. The critical element is going to be Shabbos. And Rav Shimon ben Pazi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi, Paskins Halacha Kirebi. That's the language of the Yerushalmi And Rebbe says exactly like Beis Hillel, and we paskin like him, Halacha k'Rebbe, and it doesn't contradict any other statement of Rebbe and any other psak halacha. But with regard to the Iker Nusach HaBracha, Libud Beis Hillel, Rebbe is moded that the Iker Nusach HaBracha, even as far as B'dievet is concerned, is B'shel Shabbos, and there's no machlokas here between Rebbe and Beis Hillel. And here on page 186, the Bir Halacha continues, and he says that our Gemara in the Bavli says in the name of Rebbe, the Hosef Nidilei L'Sayim Af B'Shel Yontif. That here we have a Chiddush in the Bavli that goes beyond the Yerushalmi, that we should mention Yontif in the Chasima. That doesn't appear at all in the Yerushalmi. But even here in the Bavli, it's only L'Chatchila, but the Iker Nusach HaBracha omits Yontif in the Chasima. We tried to explain this yesterday, that there's an integration of two Kiddushas Hayom, the Kiddushas Hayom of Shabbos with the Kiddushas Hayom of Yontif, and a certain extent, since Yontif pales in its Kiddushas with Shabbos, is swallowed up by Shabbos, and therefore the main Hazkara here in the Chasima should be Shabbos as opposed to Yontif. And in our Bavli, our Shas, we also pasken Halacha k'Rebbe, that L'Chatchila, we should mention both Shabbos and Yontif, but certainly B'dieved, Shel Shabbos L'Chud, if he only mentioned Shel Shabbos Sagi, and that reflects the opinion of the Yerushalmi as well. And he says that in other sources, they also quote Rebbe that he's only talking L'Chatchila, should add a mention of Yontif, and therefore we make a distinction between Shel Shabbos and Shel Yontif. If he omits Shel Yontif Yotza, if he omits Shel Shabbos Lo Yotza, and the Iker Nusach HaBracha is mentioning Shel Shabbos, and why do we integrate Yontif together in the Siyum HaBracha? And if he, in the Siyum HaBracha, he mentions Yontif without mentioning Shabbos, Lahol Klum, that's not Chasim at all, and he's not Yotze. This is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes the Chayei Adam that even if he mentioned Yontif without mentioning Shabbos, he was still Yotze. And that's a pretty radical position here based on what we saw in the Yerushalmi and the interpretation of the Bavli as well. And he says, Dehechi de habrocha kolol shnei dvorim usiyem b'shalachas Yotza. The Chayei Adam formulates a new principle that has implications in Hilchos Tefillah straight across the board, that if you have to mention two and you only mention one, you are Yotze, either one of the two. And he quotes this from a different statement in the Yerushalmi, Rav Avo B'Shem Rav Lezer, B'chol Makom Avar V'Hizkir Adir HaMelucha Lo Yotze Chutz Mi'akel HaKadosh Shal Rosh Hashanah Ubilvad B'Musaf. Okay, this is a different issue here about Akel HaKadosh. Ve'icha K'Rav Yochanan ben Nuri U'Pirish Mishum Rav Yochanan Nuri Tzorach L'chol Malchus B'Kedush Hashem. This has to do with the Kedush Hashem in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, which has the Kronos Malchus and Shofros. And Malchus can be integrated, according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, in the Kedushas Hashem, because the Kedushas Hashem of Rosh Hashanah is Malchios, and therefore, if his Chasima was Baruchat Hashem Adir HaMelucha Yotza, even though he didn't mention the Kedushas Hashem in the Chasima, but he mentioned the Malchus Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh, and Malchus is integrated into the Kedush Hashem. So he has to mention both Malchus and Kedush Hashem. He omitted Kedush Hashem and he mentioned only one of the two Chasimas, namely the Kedushas HaMalchios, the Malchus Hashem, and he was Yotze because, again, the formulation is principle bracha kolel shnei dvar v'chasam biachas meim nafilu b'mesh einu ikar mei habracha yotza b'di'evet. That's the sheet of the Chayodom, which the Mishnah Bura has problems with. Laniz titaiti koshali tuvel appears there. Timkei maiko mashman v'chol makom im ovar v'hiskir. Baruch ato Hashem adira melucha lo yotza pshita dolo chasam v'kedus Hashem klal. So he added to the Kedushas Hashem a mention of God's Malchus. The whole year round, if he adds to the Kedushas Hashem a mention of Malchus, Malchus Hashem lo yotza, sheshinim adbea, the only exception is with regard to Musaf Shel Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Shuv ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The after lechatchil tzarich l'sayim b'kedushas Hashem levad, that the chasima should be simply Hamelach Hakadosh. Mikomakim Ovar v'yom brachat Hashem adir hamlucha kel Hakadosh yotza shigam zehu me'inyan abracha l'didei, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri integrates Malchus into Kiddushas Hashem in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Va'af she'matzasi achkach b'molchamos perik dal Rosh Hashanah mash b'shom mirihiti de lishnei she'mafarish gank yishalmi ki ha'chaye odom. I think there's a little bit of a mistake here. Maybe he means the nishmas odom. Just one second, let me just see when he started here. He mentioned, let's see what he mentioned. Where is this? The Dileg Shel Shabbos, and then he says, he mentions Chai Adam here, he mentions Nishmas Adam. I think it's the same, or some sort of typo. Anyway, to Hosam Im Shina Ikar Hanuscha. That's the Chayodah. Okay, now we can go back to the Mechaber at the end of Sif Gimel, and after mentioning the Haftorah for the Kriya of Yontif, which is in Yoshua Beis Ahi, Bemispalim Tulas Musaf. The Ein Maskir Geshem Mikan V'Yelech. In other words, Mashe V'Ruach Uborda Geshem should not be recited in Musaf. And Pashtus, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, the reason for that is that there's already a tefillah for Tal before we begin Musaf, and we make the announcement Mashe V'Ruach Uborda Tal. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah at Aleph. He says, Das HaMechaber, V'Mirek Sfarad, Shafil Ben Musaf Gufei Ein Maskirim Geshem. So that's the sheet of the Mechaber. And I believe that's the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael as well. However, if you take a look in the Ramah, so again, let's just finish up the Mechaber. He says, V'chein Poskim Misham v'yelch milishol bebirchas hashanim. Okay, that's poshut. And then he quotes the Ramah, v'nogim lom b'chol yontif b'tfilas musaf psukei musaf hayom acher sha'amar al yidei moshav decha ka'amur. And this is a reflection of what the Ramah says also back on in Hilchus Tefillin Siman Kuf Yudalid. Shom avur ba God, the menagenu who kept posting the svilate, that tzibur maskirin b'musaf ad shi yishmu me'ashatz. In other words, the shtilishmon as part of the tzibur is before, obviously before the chazos shatz of the shliach tzibur. The shliach tzibur is going to be the first, he's going to be the kickoff of omitting geshem, mashu ruch mor geshem, when he repeats the Shmon Esrei b'kol Rav, and then in Mincha the Tzibur will omit Mashav Ruach Mor Hagashem, but in Musaf the Tzibur insofar as they preempt the Shliach Tzibah, they should be reciting Mashma Mokra Geshem. V'hu adin ha-yochid she'icher tfilas musaf ad li'achash espalashatz. If for whatever reason he daven, the Yochid davens his musaf after the Shliach Tzibur, Shliach Tzibur already has terminated the mention of Geshem, Mashma Bar Goshem, so this individual again should omit Geshem. That's just the exception to the rule, but as the rule goes, the Tzibur and the Shtil Shmonesi should be reciting Mashiv HaRuach U'morid HaGoshem. And that's against the Minhag Sfarad, which is reflected here in the Mechaber. Now, let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah number Yudal Misham V'Eilech Milishol. In other words, in the Tefillah of Chol HaMoed, when we get to Birchas Hashanim, he should not request V'sein Talamot Levracha. Ubidievet, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's the first of the wide lines, one line up from the bottom of the page. Ubidievet im shachach v'avar, he tells you to look in Simon Kuf Yud Vav and the Bir Alocha there. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't have access right this second to Simon Kuf Yud Vav. I think it means Kuf Yud Zayin, I'm not sure. Anyway, there I think we came to the conclusion that if he asks for Matar in the Birchas Hashonim, then he has to be Chozer. Vehine Af Shehis His kivu aposkim she'ein nachon she'achis hashamosh tover zeh betzibur she'shuv lo yaskiru geshem u'motor she'nira kilu memanim alagshomim. In other words, if we would make a declaration out loud that we should no longer recite geshem, so that would be an insult, so to speak, as if we're protesting on geshomim. Al derech sha'omru ein mispalalim al rov gishamim mikomko nirulisha nachol mi'od shashamish yazkir bechashoy l'rov ha'am. Maybe you should make it get on the foghorn, get on the microphone, and make this announcement. We don't want God anymore geshem, but he somehow has to mention in a secretive way to most of the tzibur, the oilam, before they daven Tefillas Arba Shalel Rishon Shechol Moed. Going into Chol Moed, the first davening is obviously Mayriv. They should say V'sein Bracha. Ki Anoshim Pshutim Ruban Nechsholim B'Leil Rishona. They don't get the hang of it that we're no longer reciting a tefillah for Geshem. So we've got to make sure that they understand the transition. V'chein L'machar B'tefillas Shachris Ad Sheishmu Menashatz Sheposach. Tefillah Shachris also, they haven't heard from the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazor Hashatz, Chazor Hashmon Esrei, in which the Shatz omitted a bracha, a tefillah for Geshem. So we have to make sure, not only Mayriv after Yontif, but also Shachris, before they daven Shachris, they should be notified to omit Mashiv HaRuach Umar Goshem. Well, that's probably they know already before it, but they should be notified to omit the tefillah, the bakoshin, in the ninth bracha of the same tal umotel bracha. Yesh bezeh chashash kama meos bracha v'atolah. I'm not sure what he means by kama meos, unless he's talking about the entire tzibur. I guess he's saying that if you count all the individuals that are so used to reciting the bracha, the tefillah for Geshem, and they've all made that mistake, and then multiply it by two, because it's not only Mayriv, it's also Shachris, you end up with hundreds and hundreds of brachos levatola, because if you recited a bakosha for Matar in the summer months, when we're no longer asking for Matar, that would make the tefillah totally invalid. Now the Ramah adds at the end of Tov Pei Ches, V'nogin lomer b'chol yontif, the tefillas musaf, psukei musaf hayom, Achar Sha'om al Yidei Moshav Decha Kamur. So on every day of Yontif, in the Tfilas of Musaf, after the Al Yidei Moshav Decha Kamur, we recite the Psukei Musaf Hayom, that seems poshut. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, "Ubidieved im af im lo hizkir osam klal yotza." So this is not likuva, the mention of Psukei Musaf Hayom. I'm trying to figure out why. L'chore, this should be absolutely critical. He says, "Af im lo hizkir osam klal yotza." I'm not sure here in the Sharat Siyun, number Yud Gimel, he just quotes the Achronim. Let's see if anybody. Let's see, I have the Sharit Tshuva here. Is that at anything relevant to us in the Sharit Tshuva? Right now, I'm not finding. Okay, this brings us up to the Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel. He says, "V'im tov u'musafim v'hizkir shalyom shalyom acher." He said the wrong day. Well, the flip side in Sukkot, he said the wrong day. He mentioned Pesach. So he says, he's talking about the Psukei Musaf. So if he says the wrong Psukei Musaf, so the Psukei Musaf, which tell you what is the Korban Musaf, they are not Li'ikuva, and the Shmoneh Esrei stands even without the Psukei Musaf. That's a pretty radical statement. Does he tell you where the Ramah got it from? Not sure. And this leads us up to Simon Tuf Pei Tes Seder Tfilas Leil Sheni Shel Yom Shel Pesach Usfiras HaOmer. Now we may decide to just read a little bit of Tuf Pei Tes, and maybe it's, I don't know, we have to decide whether to go jump right into the laws of Sfiras HaOmer, which are here in Tuf Pei Tes, very, very long Simon, or perhaps we might want to speak about Erev Pesach, because tomorrow is Erev Pesach here and elsewhere. And there are laws that that pertain to Erev Pesach. Beleil Sheni, says the Mechaber here at the beginning of Tuf Pei Tes, Achar Tfilas Arvis, Maschil Lispar HaOmer. So let's just mention the beginning here of Tuf Pei Tes. He writes the Mishnah Berurah, the name of the Achronim, the Omrim Me Arvis, Ashach Liyom Beis, Afil Chal Leil Sheni Motzoi Shabbos. He says, man is not one iota whether or not Shabbos coincides with Pesach. On Motzei Shabbos, which is Motzei Yontif Rishon, going into Leil Sheni, Afal Pi D'Mishar Chagim Shechal Yontif Rishon B'Shabbos Omer Mayriv Shal Yom Aleph B'Leil Sheni Shani Hochta Arvis Hu Me'inyon Shal Sfira. In other words, we're going to add Sfira Omer on the second night, which is the first, which is again Yontif Sheni. And Kodem Olenu, before we get to Olenu, is Kol Ma Di Efshalak Dume Makdemini Kadeshis Kayim Yosef Mashkosa Tvimos Tiena. Instead of waiting till after Olenu, even though Sfiras HaOmer is not an integral part of Mayriv, of Tfilo, it's not a Kim Tfilo, but nevertheless, we're going to insert it before Olenu in order to facilitate the earliest possible Sfiras HaOmer so that the day and all the days be tmimos, be complete. And then he goes on to the dinam of Sfiras HaOmer. At this point, Birshuschem, we're going to go back to Siman Tov Samach Ches, and that's on page 151. And that's as far as Erev Pesach, which here will be tomorrow. Ha'osem Malacha b'Erev Pesach, Mechatzos Ulamala. If someone does malacha, we'll see what kind of malacha on Erev Pesach. from Chatzos Ulamala. In other words, from Chatzos midday, it's absolutely asur. And the Mishnah Berurah says here, Hatam Ibnei Shuzman Shchitza Pesach, Mekol Echem Yisrael Chayev Bo. So this is a national chiyuv incumbent upon the entire community of Israel to shecht the Korban Pesach midday on the 14th of Nisan, and Yom Shemavim Korban Hu Ki Yontif, Lachain Osu Midivei Sofrim Bimolacha. Afilu Bizman Hazed Leka Korban Adayino Isur Bimkomo Ome. Now it's the day is invested with Kedush Sayom, whether Lamaisa we bring the Pesach or we don't, whether we shecht the Pesach or we don't, because this is Zman Shchita Sabes, that's Halach in Zman, and that's Halach that applies even today without the Beis Hamikdash, without the Shchitas HaPesach. And this is based on the Yerushalmi, which is quoted here in the Bira Halacha, this absolute rule that on Erev Pesach Mechatzos Lamala we have to abstain from Halacha. It's a Yontif, because it's a Zman Shchitas HaPesach. Hatam Yishum de Shchitas HaPesach. Okay, let's say Pesach is on a Friday. Mutar malach mikra din ad hamincha. Came the shchitas haPesach hu lemochar b'Shabbos. So in that case, the shchitas haPesach will be on Shabbos. So on Erev Shabbos, there's no shchitas haPesach. There should be a heter malach mikra din ad hamincha. Rashi pirish otam kidei shlo yeh torid b'malach v'yishkach bir chemtzo, is he should be involved in bir chametz v'tikon amatzel l'tzor halaylo l'fi tam zeh afil k'shechal pes b'yav Shabbos gam ken yesh lizor shlo osas malocha mi'chatzos sharei torud. Let's turn the page here to page 153, Torud, the Bir Chomets, with Tikkun HaMatzel, Tzok Mochor, El Derova Poskim Tobsim Tama, Yushalmi Kain Efshe Diein Lahachmir, in a case of Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos. I'm sorry, in a case where Pesach is on Erev Shabbos. And the Mechaber continues by telling about the severity of this Isa Malacha. Also, they put a shamta on kind of a nidui for someone who did malacha. Afil asos bechinam also, even though he wasn't paid for the malacha. The Mishnah Berurah adds here number base for gamein aros simon bracha meosa malacha. He won't benefit from this malacha. The Machaber goes on in page 152 to emphasize that Yesh Misha Osa Afila Yedein Yehudi, Malach shouldn't be done in the afternoon, even through a guy. That we'll soon see only applies to Malacha Gemura. But for Yesh Misha Mati Vechenu Aminog, the Ramah says that we allow an Eid Yehudi to Malacha and has the same status of Cholam Moed. And this applies even if he's doing Malacha in the house of the Yisrael, not just if he's commissioned by the Yisrael to do Malacha in his house, in the Goy's Hasfile, V'lachmir b'zeh b'amir li'akum k'mo b'chol amoyed v'yontif. So we have an amir li'akum as an Yisrael k'chol amoyed v'yontif, but not on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. U'le'inyan l'staper, what about taking a haircut? Al yidei akum achar Chatzos eskimu abi achronim l'hokel Af shemata rosho letzad ha-mesaper u-mesayek tzas. So we're allowing him, the Yachronim allow him to use the services of a guy to do the tisporet, even though the Jew has to move his head a little bit. Aval Yidei Yisrael, certainly that's also afil bechinom mishum davi malocha gemura. Mishaburi asks, what about netil sipar nayim? Im shachach litol som kodu chatzos yesh lahokel afilo yidei atzmo o al yidei acher bechinam. I guess for the sake of yontif, if he forgot to cut his nails, we're going to allow him to cut his nails after chatzos.